Yes, every time I see a button. Good morning, I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 4 of our Hunka session. It is March 29, 2018, and the time is 10:02 a.m. Congressman Hamilton, would you pray for us this morning, please? Yes, sir.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, we come to you to be in our heart and our minds and come together for our Osage people. Please be with the, our Osage people today, especially the ones who are in mourning and sick, dealing with sickness. Be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in the Christian name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Can you please review the journal for March 28th? Made and seconded. All those in favor of approving the journal, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Journal for March 28th has been approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Walker.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Resolution number ONCR 1744, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to require justices of the Supreme Court and the Chief Judge of the Trial Court to be appointed every 6 years by the Principal Chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress. Sponsor is Congressman Norris. Committee action is no recommendations to Congress. Voting yes, Walker. Committee also considered resolution number ONCR 1745, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 11 of the Constitution to put the Chief Judge of the Trial Court in control of the budget and administration of the Trial Court. Sponsor is Congressman Norris. Committee actions, no recommendation. Voting yes, Walker, Mason, Goodfox, Maker, Norris, and Hamilton.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Goodfox. Now on motions and notices. Are there any motions? Or, excuse me, I didn't assign. ONCA 1812 is assigned to government operations. Okay, motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Health and Social Services from 1 to 2:30, and yesterday we put an inquiry to the clerk regarding parliamentary opinion. We have that back.
Yes. Hold on to get a copy, please.
Okay.
Everyone should have that by email. Is everyone wanting me to read the entire opinion? Okay. Introduction. I have been asked to prepare a professional parliamentary opinion concerning recent events on the effect of board members' recusal on the functionality of the board and their ability to take action. Background. The Osage News editorial board consists of three members. On March 15, 2018, the Osage News reported the news staff and board, if related to a candidate, must recuse themselves from news coverage during the election. This rule applies in the instance of first and second degree relatives. The article further states Lamson will recuse herself from any issues related to congressional election coverage. Also, Brandstetter will recuse herself from any issues related to congressional election coverage. These decisions were due to the family relationships with candidates. The question presented, how does the recusal of two members of a three-member board affect the outcome on the functionality of the board and the ability to take action? Sources consulted were Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised 11th edition. The opinion is, according to Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised 11th edition, a quorum has to be present in order to conduct a meeting and take action. My assumption, without having any rules or governing documents which state otherwise, is that a minimum of two members of the Osage Nation editorial board must be present to constitute a quorum and conduct a meeting. According to Robert's Rules, page 407, line 12 to 31, members have the right to abstain. A member cannot be compelled to vote. In addition, a member cannot be compelled to refrain from voting as noted in the discussion concerning direct personal interest and pecuniary interest in a vote. Therefore, the member has the right to make that decision. The decision to abstain or recuse affects an outcome on a decision. A majority vote is the basic requirement according to Robert's Rules as stated on page 4, lines 3 to 5, and page 400, lines 5 to 12. Therefore, if two members abstain or recuse themselves, there is no longer a majority present for a vote on the action to pass. It should be noted that Robert's Rules, page 403, lines 16 to 21, states, since an abstention in such cases has the same effect as a negative vote, these spaces deny members the right to maintain a neutral position by abstaining. For the same reason, members present who fail to vote through indifference rather than through deliberate neutrality may affect the result negatively. In conclusion, the functionality of the board and the ability to take action would not stand if there are two members abstaining or recusing. This is due to the fact that all motions or actions would essentially fail, or a quorum would be lost if the members chose to leave. Shanna Walker. Okay. Any other motions or notices? Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to request from the Attorney General an emergency opinion regarding the following question. In the absence of law on or policy on the issue, how does a board have sufficient members to conduct business? How does the board obtain sufficient members to conduct business when the majority of a board has recused?
Do you have that in writing?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay. There's a motion made and seconded in discussion, or would anyone like the motion repeated?
All right. I'll strike the word emergency.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
I'd like to amend the motion to include a date certain for the opinion to be back to 1 week from today, April 5th.
Okay.
Close of business, COB.
Second, I may read my motion. Strike the word.
Yeah, if you can pull it out and just restate the whole thing.
Okay. I withdraw that previous motion and restate as follows. I move to request from the Attorney General an opinion regarding the following. In the absence of law or policy on the issue, how does the board obtain sufficient members to conduct business when the majority of the board has recused? And to request a response date by close of business April 5th, what you said?
Close of business April, yes, Thursday, April 5th.
Okay. Congressman Walker?
So it says.
Oh, excuse me. That is your new motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion. Congressman Walker?
So it says obtain sufficient members. Is that what the motion says? Does it say anything about board conduct business on behalf of?
Move to request from the Attorney General an opinion regarding the following. In the absence of law or policy on the issue, how does a board obtain sufficient members to conduct business when the majority of a board has recused? Okay, I need to fill that in, but it's the request by close of business April 5th. But the how does a board obtain sufficient members to conduct business when the majority of a board has recused?
Well, it seems like the question for that might be they just don't conduct business. So it might be better served to get what you want to answer to say or conduct business rather than to conduct business. When you say to conduct business, that's only saying how are they going to get sufficient members. There may not be a way to do that during a board meeting.
Well, if that's the answer, then that's the answer.
Okay.
I mean, if I say or conduct business, isn't that the same thing? They're going to say you can't?
Not on that. There could be a way to obtain sufficient members and have a later meeting. I don't know.
Well, I'm happy to entertain what you want to do.
I just
how you'd like to change it, because I don't want it to just be you can't. I'm trying to figure out. When you don't have any law that says that there's alternates or when you lose a quorum to conduct business, you do this. Maybe the answer is the way it is, you don't conduct business.
I'm sure they'll elaborate.
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay. We will get that drafted and sent over. Any other motions or notices?
Commerce has a meeting today at 2:45 to 4:30.
Okay, thank you. All right, if there's nothing else, then Congresswoman Goodfox.
I have a question. It's not really a motion, but I was just wondering about Congressman Mason's bill regarding the appropriation that pertains to the potential walkout, because I was on social media last night where Hominy is trying to make their decisions on that, but I think it said April 2nd.
It so, passed. It
and, oh, did it?
But it's a bill.
Well, okay. Okay, what is...
So my question is, where is your piece of legislation and...
It's in... Where is it?
Yeah.
It's assigned to education. The education committee, whenever they meet, deal with it if it's necessary. Of course, as we hear, I will state this, for the school people, the districts that I'm aware of, they're going to allow this all to happen for 5 school days, usually because they haven't used up their snow days and things. If it goes into the next week, then still be out of school, and all of the students, in fact, they're going to have to make up some time. after this next week. So if this indeed is signed by the governor today, and it's okay by the OEA, that they will receive that, then this bill can go away. It's not necessary.
Okay.
At this time, there aren't any education meetings set, but it has been assigned to committee.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion's made and second to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until Monday morning at 10.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Oh.